Hey, this is Michael Kaz, and on this podcast, I explore ways of living a more wholehearted and fulfilling life. I believe in the saying that what is most personal is most universal. On this podcast, you will hear personal stories of struggle and challenge, and what I and my guests have learned from those experiences. You will hear ideas and concepts that expand your mind on topics like personal development, health, adventure, and sex and relationships. Above all, my intention is to bring a depth of conversation and stories to connect more with my guests and with you. Hey, welcome back. Today, I am chatting with my wife, Adi, and we're talking about our annual review and vision process that we go through. This is a quick episode where we talk about why we do this each year, the structure, along with some specific questions and links to the exact documents and questions that we use. Enjoy. This episode is brought to you by Force of Nature. Force of Nature is a meat company based in Austin, Texas, who offers regenerative, 100% grass-fed, pasture-raised, and wild-caught meats. Everything from beef and chicken to wild game like venison, elk, and boar. One thing that Adi and I eat a lot of is their ancestral blends that contain 7% organ meats. And organ meat, if you don't know, is the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. And usually it's disgusting. This is the best organ meat I've ever had because they mix it predominantly with other meat. Our son, 1.5 years old, even loves it. They also have breakfast blends with game meat and so much more. If you've ever watched one of those documentaries about factory farm chickens or cattle and felt disgusted, this is how you can combat it in your own life. What I love about Force of Nature as a company is their dedication to empowering people to vote with their dollars to ultimately change the food system for the better. When you buy meat that comes from these methods, you are contributing to the health of the planet. As consumers, every time we swipe our card, we are effectively voting for the system that produced the product we are purchasing. Regenerative, which I mentioned earlier, for those of you that are hearing this term for the first time, is a way of managing the land that actually improves the quality of the soil through ranching practices that embrace biodiversity above and below ground. And really, at the end of the day, it honors and mimics the way Mother Nature does it. Outside of killing wild game yourself, this is literally the pinnacle of healthy food and the pinnacle for a healthy planet. Regenerative agriculture also leaves the planet better than before, rather than depleting the soil and depleting the land that it is on. If you're interested in this, go to forceofnature.com and enter code CAZ for $20 off your first order. That's forceofnature.com and enter code CAZ for $20 off your first order. This episode is brought to you by Drink Element. Element, spelled L-M-N-T, is a healthy alternative to sugary electrolyte drinks. Each grab-and-go stick pack replaces essential electrolytes with no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, or any other junk. I am particularly stoked about this sponsorship because Element is the only supplement that I take every single day. That's how I get myself to drink more water. When I do my 3-day fast every quarter, or I do a low carb or a keto diet occasionally, then it's a must. You can get really lightheaded and disoriented when you don't have enough electrolytes. My favorite flavors are the citrus and the orange, and there's even a chocolate one that my wife Adi makes with hot water, and it tastes like hot chocolate. It's great. And the proof is in the pudding with Element. It was developed from by Rob Wolf, who, in my opinion, really brought the paleo movement back into the public sphere in the first place. He's a multi-time New York Times bestseller. He's a chemist and so much more. He's a good friend of Adi and mine, as well as his wife, and that's how we were introduced to Element a couple years ago. Dozens of NHL, NFL, and NBA teams are using it, as well as Olympians in many other sports. And as a listener of this show, Element is offering you an Element sample pack. You just cover the cost of shipping, and you can get it by going to drinkelement.com drinklmnt.com/Kaz, C-A-Z. That's drinklmnt.com/Caz. Let's begin the show. What's up, Adi?
Hey.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I mean, I see you every day, but it's been a while since I've been on the podcast.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about something that we've been doing every year for about 5 years now, which is an annual review and vision process. Mm-hmm. This is, it's looked everywhere from a 2 year or a 2 hour ordeal to something that at times we've spent days working on. And essentially, this is in part us looking back on our past year at what went well, what didn't, and reflecting on the year before. And then the other part is imagining the future, everywhere from a year to 10 years down the road. So before we get into what that looks like for us and the benefits that we get out of it, I'd love to hear what a couple of your best days are or were in 2021. One of the questions that we ask is, what were some of the biggest milestones and experiences of the past year? So what were a couple of your milestones? Yeah. Or
I mean, it's my favorite part of the visioning, mm-hmm. is to go into the calendar and look through all of the things that we've done. And there's this moment of, wow, we did way more than I thought we did, just because we're so in the day-to-day. I mean, I'm so in the day-to-day, especially with a 1.5-year-old running around. I almost forget how much we've done. My favorite days. So we hosted a festival at a ranch, and that was just so much fun, just spending that much time with our friends. And it was 2.5 days, and we had a pond party. Those are like some of my favorite days of the year, for sure. And then I think in 2021, my favorite days are not really like one in particular, but all the moments where you're just with Shy and he just happens to do something brand new, and it's the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life. Like taking his first step or climbing on things, or like now I ask him to do something without pointing to it and he knows what I'm talking about. Those days are just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. One of my favorites, it wasn't a favorite day, but the first soul searching adventure was incredible. Mm-hmm. I had imagined it almost every day for about 6 months from when I got the idea in the first place. Mm-hmm. And it was the highest combination of fun and fulfilling and purpose that I had ever experienced in my life. It was so amazing.
So cool.
What was another one? Oh, I was asked to give a presentation at an event, and instead of doing it as just a regular speech, I sang a song at the beginning, mm-hmm. and I can't remember the last time I felt that alive, because of all of the fear that I've had in the past about public speaking and getting up in front of people.
My heart is
pounding. And to get up there and do something so expressive was just like conquering a fear, and it was just so much fun.
And you crushed it. So,
and I crushed it.
Yeah,
it was great. Crushed it. It was so, so great. Okay, cool. So, in your opinion, why do we do these annual reviews? What drew you to it in the first place? You saw me do one in our old house, and
I got mad. I was like, why are you doing this without me?
Yeah. So, what drew you to it, and why do you keep doing it every year?
I think there's a few things. One thing, in no particular order, is just the quality time that we get to spend together when we do this type of thing. I get to get we're in a relationship where I talk way more than you talk. And so getting an inside look into what's going on in your head and your hopes and dreams and ways that I can support you in making that happen, it's just the peak of quality time. And that just feels so good to spend together and to continuing to remember what each other wants as individuals and what we want as a relationship and a family. So that's really, really special to me. And then I think the next thing that's up there is when you're a business owner a lot of people say, you know, don't, you want to work on the business, not in the business, meaning when you're in the day-to-day answering the emails, fixing the problems, you have a different vantage point or a point of view than when you're working on the business and you're looking, you're zooming out and you're looking at what are the strategies we need to use? How are people working together? What types of changes we can make that are not something that you'd experience in the day-to-day because you have this tunnel vision, you're focused on what you're working on and you don't see the things in the periphery. And so this feels like the same thing to me. Like you're working on your life, not in your life, and taking a minute to zoom out. And when, for me, the experience of looking ahead in this way makes it so much more likely that the things that I'm working on today are supporting what I want 10 years from now. And it has helped me make things happen in my life that I don't think would have happened if I didn't, mm-hmm. if I didn't take some time to think about what do I really want and what would feel great to me and what is my best life 10 years from now. And I think years could go by and I would feel a hole or a missing because I didn't even know what it is that I wanted or I didn't take the time. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I heard this recently, but one of the most powerful things to be in relationship to in your life is what you really desire. Most people have no idea what they really want because they're so busy taking action on what they think they should do based on society, conditioning,
they're just so
parents.
Focused on the day-to-day.
Yeah. So what, first, it's amazing to hear that, or it's really helpful to hear that the biggest reason you do it is quality time. I wasn't tracking that at all.
I know. That's why sometimes I get annoyed that you don't share your results with me and you just want to sit there in silence and write. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just love this time together. Uh-huh. And I was actually going to bring that up in our next meeting.
It's been brought up.
Yeah.
So I look back. So I do the review part for awareness, for self-awareness. I want to really zoom out and see what went well so I could do more of that. And then what drained me, what held me back so that I can let go of that or improve on that in some way. I also really love the opportunity to celebrate what has happened in a year, mm-hmm. to be in a state of gratitude, to also recognize that thing that, you know, that things are going well. I have a tendency, as most people do, to be stressed out sometimes or to feel like I'm not making progress. And so it's really nice to see the full picture. And so that's why I look back. And then I look forward. I do the vision and goals piece mostly because I want to feel like I have direction in life. And the more clarity I can have on that direction, the more solid I feel in my life in general, the more purpose I feel like I have. And so when I take the time to really think about what I want and I ask, why do I want that? Why do I want that? And I get to the underlying things that I really desire in life, it just leaves me feeling like I really know the direction I'm going. And that feels really good.
Yeah, feel the same.
And it also, you know, from an achievement perspective, goal setting works. It really works to set a clear goal, to break it down into habits and actions. That stuff really, really works.
Yeah. And when you do this multiple years in a row, you can see what you set as goals and you didn't accomplish, or what you do you actually want to hold on to that goal? Mm-hmm. It can help you just refine and clarify. And I feel like that's so much weight off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to give a little bit of the structure of what we do. And I started doing, about 5 years ago, I started doing the Lululemon vision and goals exercise. This is something that they take, I think every employee that's been there for a year or more, they take them through this like pretty in-depth process. And I found it for free online and you can just look it up online, Lululemon vision and goals. And I will link it in the show notes. I started with that. And then 2 or 3 years ago, one of our friends, Anthony Gustin, put together an annual review and goal setting process. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing the last couple of years.
And we've kind of refined his.
Yeah. His is very long and it's amazing. And what we do is we removed things that didn't feel as fun or interesting to fill out just to shorten the process a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so also you can find that just to Google Anthony Gustin annual review. It should pop up. If not, it's in the show notes of this episode. So the first section is about reflection. And I think the very first exercise or the first handful of exercises have to do with looking through your past year. And one way that he suggests doing that is looking through your calendar, if you use a physical calendar or Google Maps calendar, and the photos. You want to talk about Google that one a little? Maps. Google Maps? Google calendar. Yeah, talk about that a little bit. Like why do that?
And let's say you don't use a calendar. The suggestion is to look through the photos on your phone or to look through your social media or anything that's been documenting what you've been doing, who you've been hanging out with, and that can trigger for you how you were feeling at the time. Why do we do that? To remember. It's so easy to forget what you did in a year. And you're answering questions along the way when you're doing this. And when I'm doing it, I have I think it's 4 or 5 questions about the review process. And I'm not just going one question at a time. Like as soon as something comes up, I'm filling it in. So one question might be, who are the people, events, experiences, or habits that have most energized you? And so I'm going through and I'm like, oh yeah, we had that festival. That was so awesome. Or we went on that ski trip. Or I learned to play the piano. Like, and I can see that I had piano lessons, like when I started having piano lessons. And I just start adding that into what energized me. Or on the flip side, I see we went on this trip with a couple and we spent 3 days with a particular couple that actually drained me. And I left feeling not energized and drained. Do I want to spend 3 days of next year potentially with that same couple or any days with that same couple? Not to say that they're like, it has nothing to do with who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. It's just, if I have only so much time, where do I want to spend it? Mm-hmm. So we do it for multiple reasons, to acknowledge accomplishments. Because one of the questions is, what are the highlights, milestones, or achievements, highlight accomplishments, people that we want to spend time with, events that we want to continue doing, people that we don't want to spend time with, events that we don't want to do. And it's a great way to just go through and see what it is that you did so that you can take from that what you do or don't want to do next year. And I can't think of a better way to do that, because I don't know anybody that can keep in their head everything that they did over the past year. Mm-hmm.
There are also more open-ended questions that can be really helpful, like, what lessons did adversity in life teach me this year? Mm-hmm. How did I grow as a person? Things that don't necessarily, like your calendar isn't going to help you with that. And those are maybe bigger questions that are super helpful. Mm-hmm. And then with the goal setting and visioning, the way that Anthony sets it up is there are about 10 major categories of life, everything from health and fitness to finances to spirituality, et cetera. And you rate yourself on a 1 to 10 scale of how satisfied you are in that area of your life.
I think you start with, you rank them from 1 to 10 of importance to you. Mm. And then you give them a health status. So what's the health of each section? And then also gives you an opportunity to reflect on, okay, if my number 2 ranking is spirituality, let's say, just the first one that came to my mind, but the health of your spirituality is a 3 out of 10, then is it truly that important to you? Like, do you need to reorder your prioritizations, mm-hmm. or do you need to change the way that you're behaving, mm-hmm. and living?
Super helpful. Mm-hmm. And then after that, for each one of them, you write down 2 or 3 goals for the entire year. Mm-hmm. And again, that's just a really helpful thing to, as we say, like, shine the light of awareness on every part of your life and make sure that your cup is filled in all the areas that matter.
I would bet most people of the 10 areas, and I mean, if you could look at this and think 10 is too many and just cut it down to 5, but most people probably focus on 2, maybe 3 areas of their life. And in most cases, it's what's most convenient or most comfortable or most pertinent. Like, it's in front of you, it shows up in front of you and it's most urgent, like I have to do my work or I have to do XYZ. And then there's certain areas that are actually important to you when you sit down to think about it, but you don't put energy towards them because you don't sit down to think about it. Mm-hmm. And this type of process allows you to just become aware of that, that there are areas of your life that you're neglecting and they are in fact important to you and would contribute to a healthier, happier, more fulfilled life. And you know, we only have so much time. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the kind of the context in which we do this. Mm-hmm. So here are some tips that we have. The process that we're talking about, it takes probably a total of somewhere between 5 and 10 hours. And so we do that over 2 days. And that's been pretty consistent over the last 2 or 3 years. We try to do it in a really comfortable place, sometimes outdoors, we'll do parts of it sometimes, but it's always like in a really comfortable place, usually not in our house because it can just feel a little more fun to be in a novel environment. Mm-hmm.
No distractions, really. I mean, this time we got childcare so that we could be without the baby, and it would be probably close to impossible to do it with him around. And we set aside the time with the intention of doing this, and both of us take responsibility for, you know, regulating ourselves or making sure that we can be 100% present in that period of time. We don't have to be on our phones or
completely free.
Yeah, exactly.
It can also help to get yourself into an optimal physical and mental space for this. So things like meditation or yoga might be nice beforehand, or some sort of breath work or exercise. It probably wouldn't be best to go and eat an enormous meal that's going to leave you feeling really tired, lethargic. Mm-hmm. Instead, think about this as like a mini performance, like get yourself into an optimal state to be feeling great so that you have clarity, so that you can experience all of the amazing feelings that can come along with this exercise.
Yeah. Create a little container.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Well, yeah, one more thing I'll say is like, if you look at either of these documents, these resources that we've talked about, and it just seems like way too much, just pick even a few things that seem really interesting and see what that's like. Mm-hmm. This shouldn't feel like a burden at all, because this is like, no one's out there scoring you on life and saying like, oh, you didn't do the whole thing, you're messing up in some way. Yeah. You should only do this if you feel like it's going to serve you in some way. And if it feels like a burden, why are you even doing it?
And the two documents that are linked, we don't do all of them.
We don't do both of them. We only do parts of Anthony's these days.
Well, we do a little bit of the vision and goals, right? No, not we don't do that. Mm-hmm. So we're just doing pieces and bits and pieces that resonate. Yeah, and it's better to get it to do something than nothing at all. Mm-hmm. So I definitely would recommend that. I had something else I wanted to say, but I forget.
All right. That's great. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.